Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Hokies, and joining us right now, senior defensive lineman Kelvin Gilliam, Jr. What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and of course, we are Richmond's home for the Hokies, but maybe more importantly, Richmond's home for high school football. 804 game of the week. I'm sure the great Gary Hess called your games at Highland Springs.
Yes, sir.
What was it like playing high school football in RVA?
Man, you want to talk about getting ready for college football? Man, we could think of all the times of the game where, like, we used to be like, the whole Richmond's out here, the whole city's out here. So, hey, I could definitely think that, you know, those Friday nights, man, are definitely missed. I mean, going back forth, you know, playing with, you know, some of the best that the state has ever seen. So it's been great.
So you feel like Coach Lauren Johnson prepared you for the next level?
Oh, man, I just sent him a text probably a couple hours ago just thanking him for laying the foundation and stuff, because he is just definitely a gem. I mean, people don't know the stuff that he really does for college, for athletes all over, you know, Richmond, Virginia and stuff. So,
well, I love to hear that, Kelvin. And I feel like you're stepping into a big role this year. You're asked to be a leader on the field, off the field, in the locker room. What does that look like to you?
It looks like that when something goes wrong or something, you know, isn't wrong with the program, I'm the guy to actually say something. That's the type of, you know, leader I've became. As soon as for, and also as the fact that, you know, these guys look up to me, these guys respect me. And I really found out, you know, because during this offseason, that these guys are really looking up to me and the stuff that I do. So I can't be out here, you know, being crazy, you know, doing, you know, things that a leader's not supposed to do. And that's something that even my mom had to sit down and spoke with me about stuff. So,
man, I love to hear that. So I'm looking forward to watching you grow as a leader this season. I do feel like there's a big focus for the team on mental toughness.
Yes, sir.
How important is that this season?
It is extremely important. You want to know why? It's because, you know, last year you've seen all these different games where we was, what, 0-5 and one score games and stuff. But the whole point of that is probably mental toughness and, you know, physical as well. And a certain fact that this new strength coach that we have in Jared Ferguson, that's all he embodies is, you know, mental focus and mental strength. I mean, the workouts that he's put us through has just been phenomenal. And really, like, every day you have to go in that weight room with your mind right, because you don't know what he might throw at you, you know?
Yeah, so I want to focus in on the changes that Coach Prize made this offseason and how that's affected you defensively.
Yeah, I mean, we look back after that season, Coach Prize, you know, he had to make some dramatic changes to this program. I mean, new offensive line coach, two new coordinators, a new strength coach. I mean, all these different things, because, you know, he's looking for a winning season this year. And for me to be in this position, a leadership position and stuff, I mean, he looked for our feedback, looked for me, Kyron Jones' feedback on what can we do to make this program elite once again.
Well, it's important to rely on your stars, rely on your leaders in the big moments. And I feel like Virginia Tech. You guys have something to prove this season. Do you feel that way in the locker room?
100%. I'd say last year, was we really, you know, working with a purpose? Were we really working with an intent to go win? Or was we just out there, you know, for our own selves, for our own individual success? I was telling guys earlier, I mean, you play a little different when you're playing for your brothers, when you're playing for something. And I don't think we had that last year. But this year, I strongly emphasize that we are playing for something, not just something just for us, but something bigger than this program. I mean, I don't know the last time Virginia Tech had a winning record, but at the same time, these are things that I'm embodying in this team that's ready to perform on August 31st.
Mental toughness is so important. I want to go back to last season and how difficult it was with the way that Miami game ended.
Oh, my gosh.
Daquan Felton caught the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, that game, I mean, I could go back to that day. I mean, I remember sitting outside, my friends texting me, you know, ready to get beat by 40 or something like that. I'm like, I'm on the field. I ain't getting beat by 40. And so, you know, going back to that moment, I could just remember, you know, it just went back and forth, all the way down to the wire till the end and stuff. I mean, call it what it is, it's in the past, but we had to learn from that game. We had to learn that it is hard to win, and we have to earn the right to win and stuff. So,
no, that's a great point, because, you know, you can tell me from being in that locker room with that tough defeat, do you feel like if you guys take a punch like that this season, you could get up better than you did last year mentally?
Oh, 100%. As far as, you know, you could get punched. It's getting back up. I don't know, at some point in the season, did we get back up from the Miami game? I mean, you know, we definitely was feeling ourselves after the game because of the success Miami had. I mean, you had Cam Ward, you know, that elite explosive offense. I mean, we did leave that game feeling good about ourselves, but did we really, really let that game, you know, really sink in and change us? I mean, you know.
It kind of feels like, you know, last year, yeah, that game, but you had others where it was like, you were so close to being one of the premier teams in the ACC. What is it going to take to take that step forward this year and win those close games?
Yeah, exactly what you said. Those are the games that hurt the most. I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, I can't really say I've been got blown out in my career before, but those are games that you really, you know, that hit home for me. I'll never forget, you know, Rutgers game. I mean, if you remember how close that game was, and I was in the locker room, man, just, man, you know, like, just throwing stuff around, you know, they had to calm me down, because those are the ones you're really passionate about and stuff. Those games where that you had a chance to win, that, you know, you had a chance, you know, to get success. I mean, but going back from that, that's why we came back. Guys like me, Kyron Jones, Jaden Keller's out here. We came back to right all those wrongs that we did last year.
Yeah, and write the own ending to your story.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, what a beautiful story that we're about to write. I mean, you got your fans don't even really believe in you. I mean, and nobody really believes in you. But I tell these guys, man, we could believe in ourselves, man. And your belief comes from your preparation. Your preparation comes from your daily habits. And I tell those guys all the time, like, do we really want to win? Do we really want to believe? Well, we got to put the work in. And it's not just about putting the work in. It's all the aspects, the mental aspects of it. I mean, do we really believe that we can do it and stuff?
Do you truly feel like the fan base doesn't believe in you guys right now?
I mean, some others out there really don't. I mean, I look at that stuff. I mean, you either let it destroy you, you let it fuel you. For me, it fuels you. I mean, words, I mean, these are the same type of people that are just probably on their couch just, you know, tweeting up stuff. But I get it, though. It's a deployment. They're passionate about this program, because I told these guys, look at the other side of it. Let's say that, you know, when we win and we be the team that everybody expects us to be, man, Hokie Nation, they're passionate about it. They're going to love us. So that's the type of thing I'm trying to instill in this team.
I want to go back to your upbringing in Richmond. How cool is it to be playing in the state of Virginia?
Yeah, my parents, I mean, my dad's in the military, my mom's a nurse, and all they could do was just, you know, just really buy into, you know, what I am and what I'm about and stuff. So kudos to them. You know, I give them thanks, you know, about, you know, just the way they was raising me and stuff. So, but, you know, being that Richmond kid, I'm proud about it. I mean, that city definitely special to me. I got some friends still there, family still there, so definitely blessed to be from the 804.
Calvin, thanks so much for sitting down with me. We got Hokie Steve with us here.
I was going to say real quickly, first of all, great to have you in Blacksburg. Looking for a great season.
Yes, sir.
You know, of course, you started out your career at Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and the guy that you're going to be going against, game number one, I believe helped to get you out to Norman.
look.
How interesting is that going to be for you to look over and see Coach Beamer on the other side?
Coach Beamer, no, I got bad blow with him because he recruited me. He's the, like, right. I can say he's the premier guy that got me to Oklahoma and stuff. Because he was recruited in our area. And then he take the head coach's job and say, but right. not to be bad, because that's a really good blessing for him. But, you know, he was a great guy. You know, he recruited me and stuff. But, you know, we got our hands full, you yeah. know, getting ready for – because he's put together a really good equipped South Carolina team. I mean, a fantastic quarterback, a great edge rusher and stuff. So we're going to have to come with our, you know, come with our work.
We owe him one.
Oh, yeah.
You yeah. owe him one and we owe
yeah,
him one.
Yeah, we do. But like I said, what a great story. Yeah. I mean, a son of a Hall of Famer,
right.
you know, coming all mean to come into his dad's team, and so we're just all, you know, great. You know, it's gonna be a great day.
Well, yeah. all of us in Richmond support you here on 910, home of the Hokies. Thank you so much for the time, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies. And joining us right now, Hokies legend Eddie Royal. What's up, Eddie?
I'm good, man. It's weird to hear legend, right? I just feel like a Hokie. But, man, it's good to be here. Good to see Coach Pry and some of the guys, Kyron and those guys. Happy birthday to Kyron. Man, happy to be here.
Well, you know, I like to start my interview by telling you how much I support you, because I saw you play at Westfield, saw you play at Virginia Tech, and then saw you play for the Denver Broncos. So I feel like I watched an incredible career. And as you sit here now and you work for the network and you look back at your time in the ACC, what has changed in this conference?
Oh, man. You know what? Feel like it's improved. Well, the coverage won, right? I mean, we didn't have a network then, so it's a lot more coverage. The coaching in this, not that it wasn't good when I was there, but I'm just so impressed with the coaches that this conference has, how much they care about the players, the schemes that they're running. It's looking like pro football more and more every day, and so I've been highly impressed with that. How competitive the league is, seeing teams like Clemson and Miami taking those next steps. So just a very competitive conference.
Joined by Eddie Royal from the ACC Network, I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, Richmond's home for the Hokies. So we'll focus in on Virginia Tech and their upcoming season. And I feel like the fan base has been so frustrated with the fact that they can't win the first four games of the season. I mean, they would be set up for so much more success if they could handle the first four games.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You want to get off to a fast start in anything you do, right? And then it's just kind of figuring it out, and it starts with camp, right? You got to have a really good camp. Well, you want to start with a good off season, but camp is everything. You got to come in condition. You got to work your butt off during camps. I absolutely hated camp, but because you knew how hard you had to work, but I hated it and I loved it at the same time because I knew all the work that I was putting in and that my teammates were putting in, that it was going to pay off and that it was going to make Saturdays easier. And that I knew majority of the time we had the number one, number two defense in the country. The guy that I'm going against every day in camp, that's going to be the best guy that I have to play against. So if I can beat him, then I'll be fine for Saturdays. And it was like we just pushed each other so much to get better that it made those weekends easier. And so I feel like the change with the strength coach having Jarrett Ferguson there as the head guy now, he gets it. He understands it. Every time I'm on campus, I go into the weight room and I'm talking to him. And he knows what it's supposed to look like, and he's going to have this team ready to go. So I'm excited about the opening, especially the first two games. You know, the first one's a big one. It's a big one. There's no doubt about that with Shane Beamer and how good South Carolina finished the year last year, how hot they were. It's going to be interesting to see where this team starts, like you said, but I feel confident about the group.
But you're so right about putting in the work in camp to make sure that you are fully prepared and ready for week one. And, you know, last year they got caught off balance a little bit by Vanderbilt and how good Diego Pavia was. But you mentioned it this year, the Beamer Bowl to start things off. Shane Beamer, Frank Beamer will be in attendance. They already said they're honoring him. And it's going to be a movie, as the kids would say.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be one of those games you don't want to miss and you love to be there for. But also, it's going to be a physical game. And that's something that, look, man, physicality was never an issue for Virginia Tech back in the day when they were winning 10 games every season. And so the guys that I just saw, the shape that they look like they're in, man, they're going to be ready for that battle. And it's going to have to be one up front. Offensive and defensive line have to show up. But, man, even our skill position guys, they look the part now. The body types are different. They're starting to look more and more like they're supposed to. And so that's what makes me excited. I was a speed guy, but Coach Gentry had me lifting them weights, man. So I wasn't backing down from a challenge, and it looks like these guys are in great shape.
Joined by a longtime NFL wide receiver, Hokie, and now with the ACC Network, Eddie Royal. I'm Adam Epstein, and we are also Richmond's home for the Commanders. And they drafted Jalen Lane and got me excited, got the fan base excited. He's going to have an opportunity in camp right now to compete at the wide receiver position, and I think he will be punt returner day one. What do you think about Jalen Lane and the burgundy and gold?
Dude, I love it. I loved it that he stayed close, you know, just so I could have eyes on him. But you talk about a great human being, man. That's the thing when you become a pro is that you have to do things right off the field as well. And he's going to do it right. He's going to bust his butt to be the best player that he could be. And so explosive, man. You talk about being a punt returner. I feel like they're going to see that speed in those big plays as a punt returner and figure out, we got to get this guy on offense. We got to find a way to get him the ball. And so he's got one of the best quarterbacks in the league already, a young quarterback in Jaden Daniels. So he's set up for success, right? It's a great spot for him. I'm excited for him. And like I said, though, he's a better man than football player. And that's how I know that he's going to be a great pro, is because you don't have to question work ethic or what he's doing off the field. He's going to do it the right way.
Looking ahead to the Hokies season, health feels like the most important thing. Okay. It held Drones back. It held the team back. I mean, Tootin was on one leg at times last year, still scooting into the end zone. But health is going to be such a big factor. And when you look at what Drones can bring, the highs of, you know, 17 touchdowns to like two or three interceptions, the turnovers, he's got to have that under control. But when he's healthy, I think he can be one of the top five in this league at the quarterback position.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question about that. When he's healthy, he's one of the best out there, not just in the ACC, but in the country. I feel like he has that type of potential. It has been frustrating him not being healthy and us seeing that full product that he could be, but it starts up front. Like, if you can protect him and he doesn't have to move around too much and he's able to deliver the ball on time and be able to read the defense, he's phenomenal. And I broke down the tape, and it's just drastically different when he's getting pressure and getting hit right away versus having the time to throw the ball and pick apart the defense. So that's on the offensive line. They have to play better. They got a new coach in, and he's going to do a heck of a job with that group. But I have no questions about Kyren. Now, him running the ball, I do want to see him run the ball. The only thing is I want him to protect himself once the run is over, right, so he can stay healthy. And then Donovan Green, another guy that was here. You talk about staying healthy and being one of the best. Shoot, a couple years ago, being at Wake Forest, I'm like, man, this dude looks like a first-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. He has the body type, the speed, the ability to go up and make plays over defenders. He had it all. And the only question mark was, can he stay healthy? And so that was the last thing I told him, man. I was like, told him, hey, good luck with the year. I said, stay healthy. I know a lot of the times it's not up to you. It's just luck, and you knock on wood and hope and pray. But if those two guys can stay healthy, man, it's going to be a different offense.
Joined by former Hokies wide receiver Eddie Royal, I got to ask you about a cool event that took place in Blacksburg this offseason, Metallica coming to town. I mean, how insane was that? The videos were just unbelievable. We sent a bunch of our listeners.
Did you really?
Yeah, we gave away tickets. It was awesome. I mean, it was like the best prize we've ever given away.
Wow, that phenomenal. Yes, I was not able to attend, but I heard it was amazing, and I saw the videos, and great for them to come and do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean that such a huge thing for Virginia Tech, and I know that entrance gets so much attention, so good for them to come back and do that, man. What an awesome thing.
Eddie, I want to focus in on the work you do for ACC Network. We sat down with Eric McLane. I'm so impressed by him. Last year we had EJ Manuel. Now he's moving on, right? But yeah. You guys have this great chemistry on air together. What's it like kind of working with a guy? Maybe you were rivals before.
Yeah, it's good, you know, because we're friends off cam as well, and I think that's what makes it easy. We're all competitive as hell. Like, we all want to see our universities do great and do big things. And last year was a down year for Florida State, so we were egging on the EJ and having fun with that. But man, it's great because they all know ball, and it's good to just get up there and relax and just talk ball. Because you forget that you're on TV. I think that's when you do your best work, is you're not seeing the cameras. You're just talking to your buddy about ball and enjoying that time that you have together.
Eddie, as we sit here on a Thursday, July 24th, let's close out with a little throwback Thursday. All right. When you think of your time in Blacksburg, what's one game, one play, one moment that sticks out to you that you could share with us?
You know, probably my freshman year, playing against Miami in the Orange Bowl. The winner wins the ACC championship game, and I'm exhausted. I'm like, man, it was like a third down, I think, and I'm looking at the sideline. I'm like, man, I'm tired as hell, but I know the game's on the line. I'm like, man, all right. And I remember running a crossing route. I was going against Antrell Roll. He was my teammate in Chicago, but this dude has a dark visor on. I mean, he's cut up. He's 6 foot, 205 pounds, and just – you're like, oh, God. You line up, and you're like, all right, let's go. I'm going to hike the ball, and I run a little crossing route, and I see Brian Randall release the ball. And the way the ball is coming, I'm like, like, it's not going to hit me in the chest. It's like one of those. It might be low, so I'm like, how are my hands going to go? And then you're like, I know what's on the line. And you're like, all this is running through your head while it's happening. You're like, man, I got to make this play. But then I'm also thinking, like, man, this is what you train for. All those hard days in on the field, in the backyard, you dream about making these catches, and you see the ball, and you're like, this is my opportunity. Boom, and I'm able to snag it and go score a touchdown. It was just one of them things, like, dude, this is awesome. You know, like, all that hard work, and you know who's depending on you, all the people back home, all your teammates on the sideline, and it just come through in that moment, that clutch moment. It was huge, especially being a young player on that team.
Eddie, thanks so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, for the 2025 ACC kickoff. Our chance to get an exclusive interview with the head coach of the Hokies, Brent Pry. What's going on, Coach?
Doing good, man. Love the excitement around this building right now.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about Hokie football and the upcoming season, the season opener down in Atlanta. I love the guys we brought with us today. They're doing a tremendous job.
I love your energy and what you've brought to the Hokies. And coming into this important year, what would you say that you feel like you've confidently built at Virginia Tech throughout your time here?
Yeah, I think we have a selfless team, you know, that's at Virginia Tech for the right reasons and committed for the right things. I think they're workers. You know, they believe in the old school roll your sleeves up. That's how you get it. That's how you earn it. I'm excited about the group we have right now. They're much closer, the closest we've been to the vision I have for Virginia Tech football.
Can you
explain that?
For what
we all know and love.
What do you mean by that, closer to the vision?
Selfless, efficient, tough, you know, play for each other. All those things that Coach built, you know, and spent all those years just pouring into it. These guys are invested. Rather than complain or get pushback, they just keep asking for more. They want to do everything possible to be the best team that they can be. And they want to do it for each other.
Coach, can you explain the process of hiring two coordinators in the offseason?
Yeah, two coordinators and a strength coach. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. But, you know, when you take that deep dive postseason and you evaluate everything, starting with yourself, where weren't standards and expectations met? And there were certainly a laundry list of things that I need to do better and will do better. But then also you look at each area, each department, and there's going to be changes necessary almost in every one of them. And for me, it was about, can the change happen within, or do we need a change in leadership? Do we need to kind of reboot it? And I love what we've done. Change is normally difficult, but I love the new additions. I love the leadership by Sivkus, Montgomery, and Ferguson. I love what Matt Moore's doing with our O-line room. So I think, you know, at this point, I feel really good. You'd hate to ever make a change and have to move on from somebody and not feel like you're better for it, you know, that it didn't work out the way you want it to. And I feel really good about the guys that we brought on board and what they're bringing to our program.
Joined by the head coach of the Hokies, Brent Pry. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. In terms of evaluating yourself, is there anything that you know you would do differently to have the guys have a better start to the season?
Yeah, we've got to have a better offseason. That's what it's all about. You know, starting in January, I didn't feel like we were the, you know, we weren't the more mentally and physically tough team when we went to Nashville. We just weren't. We didn't. They finished better, stronger than we did in that ball game. You know, and not just running out of gas, but the mindset to win in those moments. You know, and I've always prided myself on that as a coach, as a coordinator, our units. And so that was disappointing to me. And, you know, honestly, throughout the year, despite having the type of team that was competitive each and every week we were in those ball games to the end. Some of them we won, some of them we lost. But for me, it was about, we need that extra edge. We got to get over the hump, and we got to win more of these games than we lose.
Yeah, I feel like from the outside looking in, this is a situation where those tough losses, they can make or break you, and now you guys have had those tough moments that you can build off of the tough losses this season.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's what, you know, initially was driving this group. These guys that returned, they have something to prove. They want to get that taste out of their mouth. We all do. And, you know, we got an unbelievable opportunity in week one down in Atlanta against a really, really good South Carolina football team.
What have you guys set as the team goals for this season?
Yeah, we always the goal at Virginia Tech is to win a championship, to go to the championship game and win that sucker. That's always the goal at Virginia Tech, because for a lot of years around here, that's what they were doing. You know, seven championships in 14 or 15 years. I mean, that's the expectation, and that's why these guys come to Virginia Tech. That's why I came back, not to be 6-7, not to be 7-8. I came back to compete for championships and have this program be relevant again.
Mental toughness is going to be so important this season. What are you guys working on to make sure this team is mentally tough?
Well, first of all, it's shared adversity. It's everything that Coach Ferguson and his staff is bringing to our team right now, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's in the track, whether it's in the stadium. You know, we took the group out of town, took them down to a camp, 24 hours, no electronics. old school workouts, brought in former players, brought in combat veterans, slept in cabins with no AC, bugs. I mean, it was old school throwback what we needed. And we came out of it closer and better. So very pleased with that. But those are the type of experiences that, you know, that we're having this offseason. There's been a number of them where we've grown closer, which in this day and time in college football is a challenge. We got 29 transfers. We got, you know, 25 high school players. I mean, half our team nearly. So to double down in a team building piece and make sure the relationships are strong and meaningful, that's been really important this offseason as well.
Coach, it's so important that you bring back a great quarterback, a starter, and Drones here. And health is the most crucial thing, I feel, about his development. Is there anything that you would want the offense to do differently to make sure he could stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have to protect him a little bit better, you know, with the runs that we call and when we call them. I think he's got to be smarter. Rather than run through a guy, how about diving or stepping out? That's okay. You're the quarterback. You know, he's nearly 6'3", 235, and he likes to punish people, and he's proven he can do it. But we got to do that in the right moments. And, obviously a healthy Kyren Drones for the entire season should benefit, you know, our football team. That's not to take away from Pop Watson and these other guys, but, you know, Kyren's our guy, and I think Phil and he have really hit it off. They've got a great connection, and I think Phil's ability to see it through Kyren's eyes has really helped Kyren. And he's in a good place.
Joined by head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, Brent Pry, I'm Adam Epstein, here on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And Jalen Lane will be playing the nation's capital. Can you tell us about what you expect for him in the next level?
First of all, I know they are darn glad they drafted him. You know, at this point, they're starting to realize really what this young man is about as a player, as a person, what he brings to that locker room, what he brings to that practice field. He's exceptional. He's got it all. And I look for Jalen to have a big impact in that organization.
Can you speak to the home crowd in Blacksburg, even in a season where you guys have some tough defeats every single game? It's lights out. They're screaming. They're jumping. They're ready for Virginia Tech Hokie football.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable fan base. I'm so proud and appreciative of it. You know, we're fortunate. These players, these coaches, were fortunate to come out of that tunnel and have that type of an atmosphere and experience for everyone. It's they're blue jeans and sweatshirts, and they stand up the whole freaking game. And you know, we were all disappointed at the end of that season. The fans, the players, the coaches, you know, the expectations are to win, and win in Lane Stadium especially. So, you know, we're working our butts off to give these fans what they deserve, and that's a winning football team that they can be really proud of.
Coach, you got fans all over the DMV, but do you have a message to the fans in Richmond rooting for the Hokies?
Yeah, listen, Richmond's been great to us. You know, there's been so many good players come out of that area and impact the team at Virginia Tech. And there's a bunch of them, you know, on our roster now, including Kelvin Gilliam from Highland Springs, who is here with us today. This is a captain-type young man. He is incredibly driven right now. He's very proud to be from Richmond, and he's very proud and happy to be a Virginia Tech Hokie.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys, brother, always.
This is AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Hokies, the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we've taken the show on the go to Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff, and one of the representatives of the Hokies sitting down with us right now, wide receiver Donovan Green. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Chilling.
Yeah, so I got to start with that suit. I mean, you look amazing in that suit. But that's not the Hokies colors, though.
Yeah, I know. This is honestly just one of my favorite colors, baby blue.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be different.
Well, you look smooth in it, and I'm jealous I don't have a suit like that.
Appreciate you.
So I love that. So let me start with this. You like playing close to home, huh?
I do, yeah. I'm big on friends and family, and I've been fortunate enough to play at two universities that's close to home.
Yeah, so how much of a factor was that in your decision to come to Virginia Tech?
It was definitely I wouldn't say a huge factor the second time around getting recruited, but it was something I was definitely thinking about. I wanted my last year to be rememberable, and obviously it'd help if my parents and friends can come up.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I think that's the coolest thing, to really show off in front of your friends and family, and you play a position that you can really show off at the wide receiver position for the Hokies. From talking with Coach Pry, from talking with a few guys, mental toughness feels like it's the most important thing for you guys this year. Why is that?
I'm a transfer, so I wasn't here and dealt with the hardship that they did last year during the season, but they obviously had a lot going for them in the preseason, and it didn't go the way that they wanted it to, and it came down to mental toughness, them not finishing close games that they could have won. And this year I feel like our mindset and our just the way we're approaching things is much different, and we have our foot on the gas, and that's just not going to happen anymore.
What would you call a successful season to close out your football career here at Virginia Tech?
A successful season for me personally, I would say just a full healthy year. Mm-hmm. Me being healthy every week, a lot comes with that.
How has it been working with Drones, the quarterback here for the Hokies? So you come in from Wake Forest, and you had a really good end of your season, building up your strength and putting it on display there. Now you come over to Virginia Tech. What's it been like working with QB Kyren Drones?
It's been good. I've been just blown away about his work ethic and his approach to this season. Obviously, last year, this season didn't go the way he wanted it to. And, you know, starting this year, you know, there was questions if he was going to be a Hokie again or not. And, you know, I'm glad he stuck it through. But just from spring to the way he's worked in the summer, he's someone that's definitely brewing up a good year. And I'm excited for it.
What do you think you can take away from your previous stop and bringing that to Blacksburg?
I feel like it's two different organizations, but kind of the same idea. Last year, their season didn't go the way it wanted it to, and Wake's season last year wasn't that good at all. And I know what it looked like having a bad year, and I know what I need to prevent that year from happening at this new university, simply off of just taking things from last year.
Yeah, and you know some of the tough environments in the ACC from your experience, and maybe none better than your home stadium in Blacksburg, Lane Stadium. Right. How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm really excited about that. Obviously, it was really cool to play in there on the other side, but it's everyone's saying it's a lot different when you're on the home team, so I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Did you ever go to a game when you were in high school?
In high school, I did. I was getting recruited a little bit. I went on a few visits up there to a game.
Yeah, I love that, man. So hopefully it will be a big season for you guys. Where is your confidence level on the offensive side of the ball?
It's high. Obviously, our offensive coordinator, he's doing a pretty good job at understanding who we have and who our playmakers are, and he's just doing a good job at understanding who KD is and what KD's good at and what he's capable of. And I feel like as a whole, we're all understanding and all on the same page.
What would you say is your secret sauce at the wide receiver position? What do you do that can stand out next to others?
I feel like something that's really hard in this game is consistency. And I feel like at this point in my career, that's something that I just pride myself on, just being consistent. Just the same person every day, and just, yeah.
Last year, I know you weren't there, but the Hokies had like five games they lost in the final minute, right, final play. You know, that's got to be so important when you get ready for this season that, hey, we're going to close out games this year. What's that message been like in the locker room?
That's really what we've been focusing on. We've kind of like designed everything for that point, like to finish. Like our off season has looked a lot different. It's a lot more difficult, but that's what we want, because that's what we're trying to work on and get through for this season coming up.
Donovan Green, wide receiver for Virginia Tech. Do you have a favorite spot on campus to get food? I've heard the Cabo Fish Taco is amazing.
Yeah, I actually haven't had that yet. But I usually just eat a mellow mushroom pizza.
Yeah. I love mellow mushrooms. So can you walk us through a game day meal for you?
Game day meal for me, it doesn't look too much. I don't like to fill up on game day, but I just sit down and eat a plate of spaghetti and like two pieces of bread.
Everybody says spaghetti's the go-to to carb load before a game. Is there a type of spaghetti? I'm a penne guy.
I love angel hair noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Angel hair and just meat sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just slop it up.
Yeah.
A little garlic bread.
Yeah.
I love to hear that, man. So thank you so much for joining the show. And, you know, you've got your fans and, of course, your family that will be coming to the games this year. And so we are Richmond's home for the Hokies. So what would be your message to the fan base coming up for a big season, your final season in college football?
My message to the fans would be to tune in to actually pay attention to the new Hokies, the new 2025 Hokies.
Well, good luck, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate you.
Donovan Green, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we are here in Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff, joined by QB1 for the Virginia Tech Hokies, Kyren Drones. What's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm glad to be here.
So, all black suit, how'd you choose that?
I really just wanted like a type of stand-on business type of look, but like really just be simple with my accessories. Even like, I'm not trying to be iced out everywhere, so it's really just to try to simple statement, like stand on business type of look, because I know that's what I want to do this year.
It's not a funeral for the rest of the ACC.
Yeah, you can put that too. You can say that too.
I want to focus in on the mental toughness that you guys have this season. You know, last year you had so many close defeats. How do you guys focus in to have that mental toughness this season?
I mean, I feel like we started out with the workouts, because our strength coach, Coach Ferg, put us through this whole offseason. We've really been harping on being a mentally and more physically tough team. So, like you said, those close games that we lost last year is just a matter of either you win those close games or don't put yourself in position to have a close game. Every game don't got to be close. We were in too many close games last year that could have gone either way that we wish went the other way. But last year is last year. We're a whole new team, whole new identity. And, like, this year we're just going to try to show people – well, not try, but we're going to show people that we're not the team to sleep on.
Last season it felt like – from the outside looking in, and you could speak to this, that you put your body on the line every single game, and eventually the injuries started to add up. And it's got to be so difficult because you're so focused to putting everything on the line for the team, but availability sometimes is the most important thing at that position. How tough was that for you last year?
I was tough. It was frustrating, especially with nobody knowing what I was going through. But at the end of the day, as long as I could be able – to even be at 90% and just move how I wanted to move, Coach probably knew I was going to be out there, and it was going to be tough for him to tell me no, because I wasn't going to take no for an answer until it got to, unfortunately, that time where I couldn't go out there no more. But best ability is availability. So this year my main focus and goal is to just have a healthy season and not try to take a lot of those hits I was taking last year, and just get all the yards I can get when I'm running the ball and get down, and then just doing everything I can for the team.
Joined by quarterback Kyron Drones, can you kind of walk us through the end of the season and how you make the decision whether or not to leave or to come back to Virginia Tech?
I mean, I always knew I was coming back. I started this thing with Virginia Tech when I transferred here 2 years ago, and Virginia Tech a special place. It holds a special place in my heart. I love Coach Pryor. Coach Pryor loves me, and I knew I wanted to change this program around and get it back to where it was going, and why not just stay here and do it here, then go try to start over somewhere else. So I knew what Virginia Tech meant for me, and then just it was a no-brainer coming back, and it was all about just recruiting the right people.
Does it feel like you have unfinished business?
Oh, most definitely. I got to do that this year.
And what would that look like for you?
Going out there, competing week in, week out, going 1-0 each week, ACC championship, and then just hopefully getting to those playoffs.
How's this offseason gone with the transition to the new offensive coordinator?
I love Coach Monty. Me and him got a great relationship from when he first stepped on campus. He made a priority to get to know me. I made it a priority to get to know him. And then just how quickly we grew a bond in such short notice, since he only got here in February. It just, you would think we'd known each other for a long time. And it only helped because he recruited me out of high school. So you could tell, like, him wanting his job, like, he really wanted me to be his quarterback. And I wouldn't want no other OC right now.
For the Hokies to take a step forward this year, quarterback one's going to have to take a step forward as well, but not just on the field, off the field. Taking a step forward in your leadership, what would that look like?
Just more being more of a vocal leader. I feel like with me having my procedure done when I couldn't come back fast enough to do the workouts with the team, I had to be that vocal leader since I couldn't go lead by example like I usually do. So it just prepared me to be more of a vocal leader, and then I had to get to – know the new transfers. We got like 30 some new transfers. I had to get to know the new team and get to know their why, get to know them as a person, and then that just helped me be a leader, because I'm not that rah-rah screaming type of guy. I'm not gonna yell at you, but I got to get to know that teammate that I can yell at, that I can get on, and get to know this teammate that he really can't take that yelling. I got to just talk to him and just see what's going on in his head a little bit. So it really helped me a lot, and I feel like just me getting that procedure done and just being sidelined for a minute while people are doing workouts just help me be more of that vocal leader that don't just hold stuff back in and keep it in his head, but just go actually just go say it.
How do you think you've grown throughout your journey these years at Virginia Tech?
I feel like I've grown a lot in different aspects. Probably people would tell you, but I feel like more and more would be like my vocal leadership. Coach Pryor made that a priority for me ever since I stepped foot on campus. I told him when I first met him that I knew that's what I wanted to work on, and me going into this last season, he really made it an emphasis, like, Kyron, I need you to be that leader. Like, you're the old guy in this room. You're the one person everybody look up to, and then I need you to be this vocal guy that has to talk to the team, has to be on everybody, and has to set the standard for the team.
I think the hope has to be for this fan base that some of the tough losses last year, the Miami game where Felton caught the ball. He caught the ball. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows it. Those tough losses can hopefully trigger something in you guys that now in this opportunity this year, you guys are going to be the ones that make the winning play. Mm-hmm.
It definitely triggered us. Like I said, Coach Ferg helped us with that by setting a standard with the workouts. And then we just know, like I said earlier, just not by being – don't have to be in those close games. Whether it's a close game, we have to go finish this year. We can't lose every time like we did last year. That's not a good feeling. That's not a feeling that I want this year, and that's not a feeling that I'm going for. So, yeah, it definitely hit a trigger for us, and then we just willing to show that coming August 31st.
How important is it that you dominate at Lane Stadium this year?
Very important. We're lucky to have seven home games. So seven home games, that's better than what we did the past 2 years by only winning six. And then so if we go dominate at home, we have a better record, but I'm not willing just for seven games. I want 9, 10, 11 games. So not just at home, but we got to dominate wherever we play at.
I wonder if you kept in touch much with Jalen Lane since he got drafted and will be playing in the nation's capital this year.
Oh, yeah, me and him talk here and there. I was just at his wedding a couple weeks ago. So,
awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I wish nothing but Jalen but the best. I know they started camp, and I wish he has. I hope he has a good camp, and I feel like Jalen going to be in the league for a very long time.
I love to hear that, Kyron. So thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it. I want to close out with this here. So you've got, what, 2 months, 2.5 months here before week one to this season here. What are some of the little things you guys need to do to make sure that you're ready? Because these first four games are so crucial for the Hokies.
How Coach Pryor would say is different phases. We going into phase four, just have a hell of a phase four, and then just go out there, set the standard with camp at day one, and then just being consistent. And that starts with me. I didn't have a consistent play last year, and I know I need to be consistent because if I'm consistent, the O-line consistent, and that goes throughout the whole team. So we just need to be consistent each day, every day with camp, and then that come week one, and we already know we got to do.
How much do you enjoy playing in Blacksburg there when they enter Sandman and everyone's jumping?
I love it. Like I said, we got seven home games. I wish all our games are at home. I mean, there's no other place to play other than Blacksburg. We got the best entrance, and I love the fans there. So playing there is a surreal moment each and every time, and I'm just lucky enough that that's my home school.
Well, good luck, man. Crush it this season, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.